This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. The program today is part two of a four-part series on the New Testament book of Colossians. If you have a Bible, it follows Philippians and comes before 1 Thessalonians. In the last program, I covered chapter 1 on the supremacy of Jesus Christ and how He was present at the creation of the world. In this broadcast today, chapter 2 shows us that the Christian believer is complete in Christ. If you have Jesus, you have everything you need, both now and for all eternity. Do you want to live forever in the paradise of heaven with Jesus? Place your total faith and confidence in the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. That trust in what Christ did for all who believe in Him is what removes the guilt and punishment for sin and makes you fit for heaven and an eternal relationship with God. So accept no substitutes. John 14 and verse 6 tells us plainly, Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except by me. That's John 14:6. And now on to Colossians chapter 2. I want you to know how hard I have worked for you and for the Christians in the city of Laodicea, and for those who have never seen me. May their hearts be given comfort. May they be brought close together in Christian love. May they be rich in understanding the knowledge of the mystery of God. It is Christ Himself. In Christ are hidden all the riches of wisdom and understanding. I tell you this so no one will try to change your mind with big-sounding talk. Even if I am far away from you in body, I am with you in spirit. I am happy to learn how well you are getting along. It is good to hear that your faith is so strong in Christ. As you have put your trust in Christ Jesus, the Lord, to save you from the punishment of sin, now let Him lead you in every step. Have your roots planted deep in Christ. Grow in Him. Get your strength from Him. Let Him make you strong in the faith as you have been taught. Your life should be full of thanks to Him. Be careful that no one changes your mind and faith by much learning and big-sounding ideas. Those things are what men dream up. They are always trying to make new religions. These leave out Christ. For Christ is not only God-like, He is God in human flesh. When you have Christ, you are complete. He is the head over all leaders and powers. When you became a Christian, you were set free from the sinful things of the world. This was not done by human hands. You were set free from the sins of your old self by what was done in the body of Christ. When you were baptized, You were buried as Christ was buried. You were raised up in baptism. You were raised as Christ was raised. You were raised to a new life by putting your trust in God. It was God who raised Jesus from the dead. When you were dead in your sins, you were not set free from the sinful things of the world, but God forgave your sins and gave you new life through Christ. We had broken the law in many ways. Those sins were held against us by the law. That law had writings which said we were sinners, but now he has destroyed that writing by nailing it to the cross. God took away the power of the leaders of this world and the powers of darkness. He showed them to the world. The battle was won over them through Christ. Do not let anyone tell you what you should or should not eat or drink. They have no right to say if it is right or wrong to eat certain foods or if you are to go to religious suppers. They have no right to say what you are to do at the time of the new moon or on the day of rest. These things are a picture of what is coming. The important thing is Christ himself. Do not let anyone rob you of your crown. They will try to get you to bow down in worship of angels. They think this shows you they are not proud. They say they were told to do this in a dream. These people are proud because of their sinful minds. Such people are not a part of Christ. Christ is the head. We Christians make up his body. We are joined together as a body is held together. Our strength to grow comes from Christ. You have died with Christ and become dead to those old ways. Then why do you follow the old ways of worship? Why do you obey man-made rules? These rules say, you must not put your hand on this. Don't touch this. Do not put this in your mouth. You must not put your finger on that. All these things come to an end when they are used. You are following only man-made rules. It looks as if it is wise to follow these rules in an act of worship because they are hard on the body. It looks as if they are done without pride, but they are worth nothing. They do not take away the desire of man to sin. Well, there you have it. That is Colossians chapter 2. Well, now some thoughts I'd like to share on this chapter. Verse 7 says, have your roots planted deep in Christ. Grow in him, get your strength from him. Now this reminds me of the parable of the sower that Jesus told. Here is that story, found in Luke chapter 8. Jesus told them a picture story. A man went out to plant seed. As he planted the seed, some fell by the side of the road. It was walked on and birds came and ate it. Some seed fell between rocks. As soon as it started to grow, it dried up because it had no water. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew and did not give the seed room to grow. Some seed fell on good ground. It grew and gave 100 times as much grain. When Jesus had finished saying this, he cried out, "You have ears, then listen." His followers asked him what this picture story meant. Jesus said, "You were given the secrets about the holy nation of God. Others are told picture stories. As they look, they do not see. As they hear, they do not understand." This is what the picture story means. The seed is the word of God. Those by the side of the road hear the word. Then the devil comes and takes the word from their hearts. He does not want them to believe and be saved from the punishment of sin. Those which fell among rocks are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. These have no root. For a while they believe, but when they are tempted, they give up. Those which fell among thorns hear the word, but go their own way. The cares of this life let the thorns grow. A love for money lets the thorns grow also. And the fun of this life lets the thorns grow. Their grain never becomes full grown. But those which fell on good ground have heard the word. They keep it in a good and true heart, and they keep on giving good grain. All right, now back in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, again says, "Do not let anyone tell you what you should or should not eat or drink. They have no right to say if it is right or wrong to eat certain foods." You see, there are always well-meaning people who wrongly tell others they must follow Old Testament laws on eating or not eating certain foods in order to be a Christian. Verse 16 clearly says those dietary rules are no longer binding. If there was never a time in your life where you definitely surrendered the control of your life to Jesus Christ, confessed to Him your sin, and repented of them, then I urge you to do so right now. Where you will spend all eternity depends on whether or not you have made this decision to trust in Jesus for your salvation. This is the most important decision of your life. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, and this is new, is gospeltoafrica.com. Again, that's gospeltoafrica.com. We have past programs you can listen to at the website, as well as Pastor Terry and his Bible blog. I will repeat our address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. You can write to us through the postal mail or through our website. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use one of these addresses. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265. Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospeltoafrica.com. That's gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L-T-O, AFRICA.com, gospeltoafrica.com, and that is a new website. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Colossians 2 and verse 6. As you have put your trust in Christ Jesus, the Lord, to save you from the punishment of sin, now let Him lead you in every step.